1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon from Susquehannock High School in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania. The WJPA Sports Network brings you the opening round of the PIAA 5A Girls Basketball Playoffs as the host Warriors take on the Peters Township Indians, who have traveled nearly 250 miles for today's game. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Welcome into the Visit Green County pregame show. Nate Rigotti's our floor director. Cam Pritz and Brett Gambita have made the trip with us today and are handling the cameras. This is a meeting that could have happened a year ago. Peters Township moved to the state finals last year. The Indians' second-round opponent was Thomas Jefferson, the team that eliminated Susquehannock to open the tournament. Peters is in the state tournament for the 14th time and has gotten past the first round in all but three of its previous 13 trips. Susquehannock making a 10th appearance, including a trip to the semis in 2017, losing there to Archbishop Wood, one round before Wood beat Trinity in the state championship game. The Warriors have only four state playoff wins, three of them coming in that 2017 run. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half century of service. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington moving forward together. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. And by Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. We'll have more on our Visit Green County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Seven Washington County and one Green County team qualified for this year's PIAA playoffs. Five of those Washington County teams in action last night. Two games that we had for you on the WJPA Sports Network. Canna McMillan, a 48-46 winner over Governor Mifflin in the 6A girls. 2A girls, Chartiers Houston rolled at Kane, 46-29. Two girls teams eliminated. Fort Cherry lost at Wilmington 68-34. Burgettstown fell to WPIL champion Neshannock 80-26. And the 5A boys from Ringgold were eliminated, losing at District 3 champion West York 64-57. Both Washington County girls teams still in action, ready to play their first round games today. Peters Township here at Susquehannock, and Trinity is at Hollidaysburg, the District 6 champion. That game also on the WJPA Sports Network. Meanwhile, Greene County's Jefferson Morgan in the 2A boys bracket, the sixth place finish Rockets are at Red Bank Valley, the District 9 champion. Peters Township coming into this game winners of 8 of their last 10, but losing 2 in a row after that 8-game win streak got them into the playoffs. On January 20th, the defending WPIL titleists were all but out. And then something happened in the game against Southern Garrett on the 24th, rolling from there 8 straight wins, including a victory against Baldwin in the WPIL quarters. South Fayette, who struggled to get past Trinity in that quarterfinal round, exploded against Peters 66-27. And then the Indians lost to Penn Trafford in the third-place game 54-51. That slots them in as the fourth-place team out of the WPIL. For Susquehannock, the Warriors are a third-place finisher here in District 3. Coming into this game, winners of 11 of their last 13, lost in the York Adams Tournament quarterfinals and then in the District 3 semifinals at York Suburban. Susquehannock then beat Cocalico 36-34 to take third place and slot them into this game here at home. Winner of this game will play the WPIL runner-up Thomas Jefferson or District 3 seventh place finisher Mannheim Central. Those two playing coming up at the top of the hour in West Jefferson. Hills at TJ High School, that's a home game for the WPIL runner-up Jaguars. We do know a couple of things from the winners from last night's games, particularly dealing with Canna McMillan and Chartiers Houston girls. We know that Canna McMillan girls will take on City League champion Alderdice. That will be a 6 o'clock tip Tuesday at Peters Township. A boys game to follow. That will be Thomas Jefferson and Moon. And we're going to do everything we can to have that twin bill for you. And the Chartiers Houston girls will be on the road. They'll be playing at Norwin, a neutral site single game there at Norwin, a 7 o'clock tip on Tuesday. And that will be against the District 6 champion, Bishop McCourt. A raucous house, at least music-wise, here at the Neshannock this afternoon. I do want to say a vote of thanks to the folks here that help us get all set up, Athletic Director Matt Bland and the entire crew here at Susquehannock. We've had help from the custodial staff, from the technical staff, from the coaching staffs, and we certainly appreciate that. My first ever visit to Susquehannock, and looking forward to this one here this afternoon. Winner moves on, the loser gets on to track and softball. That's what's at stake here today. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starting lineups. Let me keep it here for just a moment. I think we're going to go to the national anthem first. Our game officials from District 3, Mark Scarangelo, Willie Harris, and Barbara Kistler will adjudicate the rules here this afternoon. And we hope you enjoy our coverage here on the WJPA Sports Network and on NFHS. Get the little tip of the cap to our crew at the Giant Center right now, Greg Warnock and Greg Smith, wrapping up PIAA Individual Wrestling Championship Series. The finals are due up this afternoon. Consolation medal bouts are going on right now. The WPIL Washington Green County will bring home 4 medals in 2A boys, 3 more in 3A boys, including a shot at a championship for Canna McMillan's Lee Dreschman. And in the girls, there will be 7 medals coming home to Washington County, including a shot at the championship for the Big Macs defending state champion, Marley Solomon.
Good afternoon.
We'll be back to Susquehannock and get the lineups and tip off this one. PIAA 5A girls first round action on the WJPA Sports Network here on the Visit Greene County pregame show.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hello, this is State Senator Camera Bortolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Take a look at the starting lineups here for the visitors from Peters Township. Steve Lemberieu, 15-11 for the Indians, averaging 13 points a game. 5'6 senior Bree Morial, 5'6 senior Alina Sopko, a 5'10 sophomore Jordan Welsh, 5'6 junior Madden Mel, and a 5'6 sophomore averaging 12 points a game, Taylor McCullough. For Susquehannock and head coach Alex Fancher, 20-7 mark on the year. 5'6 sophomore Joanna Bissett, a 5'8 sophomore Emma O'Connell, 5'7 senior Elena Snyder, who's eclipsed the 1,000 point mark, a 5'6 senior Chloe Jackson, who has come back sort of unexpectedly from a January knee injury, and 5'11 junior Kirsten Holloway. Tip-off in the PIAA 5A girls basketball first round when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Welcome back to Susquehannock. We had scoured the gymnasium here for probably the last 10 minutes or so to try to find where the American flag was, and we couldn't find it, but then it rolls out of the center of the ceiling. And now our national anthem.
Thank you.
national anthem here at Susquehannock, and opportunity there to see game official Willie Harris with the salute. It's always a moving situation to, and we started this a number of years ago at the Pony League World Series. You may know that the invitation for those who are serving or have served to render the hand salute during the Star Spangled Banner. And Mr. Harris, we certainly appreciate your service. Indians first out of the huddle. Morial, Sopko, Welsh, Mel, McCullough, Bissett, O'Connell, Snyder, Jackson, and Holloway on the floor for Susquehannock.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's showtime.
Referee Mark Scarangelo into the center circle. Opening tip is going to be controlled by the host from Susquehannock. On the dribble, it's Elena Snyder. She of the 1,000 career points. Give it off to Bissett on the right wing. Sopko cuts her off at the elbow. Pass right at the feet of Holloway, but able to save it there. Snyder in the midcourt circle. Going to park right there. Taylor McCullough on the guard there. And McCullough trying to deny the ball. Pass is fumbled, knocked loose, and the Indians come out with it on the takeaway. Mel ahead to the corner. Wide open three, rattles home for Jordan Welsh. Welsh averages 8 points a game, gets three in the opening minute. Emma O'Connell drive down the lane. Give the ball off to Snyder, and the Indians are intent on limiting Snyder's action today. Snyder averages 15 points a game. On the dribble, top of the key, down the lane, into trouble. Bissett goes, and that ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch, I believe, by Welsh. Indians were not going to let her get into the paint, and indeed, Welsh last to touch. Side of the lane, and right back to the thrower, and Emma O'Connell tardy get back in bounds, and will be called for being out of bounds there. The thrower there, if you're going to run that play, you got to throw and step right back in. And O'Connell did not do that. Indians up 3-0. 6:45 to play opening quarter. Oreal inside to Welsh. Kick it back out. Sopko ball fake travel.
Red travel. Boy, ball.
Warriors to inbound. They'll get it in backcourt. Snyder takes it and McCullough will guard her, but the pass off to Bissett in the backcourt. Bissett deals onto the right wing to O'Connell. Looks to the low block. Holloway too well covered. Bring it near side. Bissett cut off on the dribble drive. Diagonal pass across to O'Connell. Into the elbow. Back out to Bissett. Steps through. Hits the iron on the way up. Rebound controlled by the Indians. Mel, push it ahead, get it to McCullough. First offensive touch, try to feed it back into the corner, and trailing the play, Bissett couldn't catch it, but knocked it out of bounds. 6:09 to play, our opening quarter. Great to have you along. Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Madden Mel on the dribble on the near wing. Crossover, trying to shake free of Chloe Jackson. And the ball, Sopko for a three. That's strong. Hit the iron. Kick clear back out to the corner where O'Connell grabs it for Susquehannock. 3-0, Peters Township. The only points of the game coming off of Jordan Welsh. Rattling home three ball. Elena Snyder on the dribble. Draws McCullough out beyond the three-point line. Snyder gets a screen. Passes off to Holloway. And now on a little weave handoff goes to Bissett. Here comes Snyder to take it. She'll get her feet back out onto the logo in the center of the floor. Pass outside the window, goes outside the lane, goes to Bissett. Near side three for the tie. It's good. Elena Snyder got free and buried the three-pointer to tie the game. Mel on the dribble, top of the key, crossover, get to the paint, kick it out. Sopko looked at the three, didn't take it. Work it around, it'll be Mel with McCullough in the top of the key area. Now Sopko catch, dribble, drive, pulls up off the window and in. 5-3 lead for Peters Township, just under 5 minutes to play in our opening quarter. Patiently out of the backcourt comes Johanna Bissett. high step on the dribble. Give it off to Elena Snyder. McCullough working her way around Kirsten Holloway. Set the screen one side, then the other. Snyder on the dribble behind the back. Took it into the paint. Fed it out to O'Connell. Her dribble drive got an opening. Ties the game. Indians concentrating on Snyder, and O'Connell got the opening for the drive. McCullough drives. Shot rejected. Clean block by Holloway. Back the other side comes Snyder. Snyder to the free throw line. Feed it back out. Holloway for three straight on. All but down and rattles out. No good. Mel, lob it ahead to McCullough. Mel, free throw circle jumper. Nothing but net. Three different Peters Township players in the scorebook here in the early going. Just under 4 minutes remaining in our first half. 7-5 Peters Township in the lead. McCullough knocked the ball loose from Snyder. Able to track it down. Finds a cutter down the left side. Softco for the lay-in. Good work there by McCullough. Drew the double team. Nobody saw Softco coming except for McCullough, and able to dish it off for the easy lay-in. 9-5 Peters Township. Indians' biggest lead of the game. Bissett to Holloway, and now out to Snyder. Starts the dribble. Skip. Takes it back out to the midcourt. Out beyond the volleyball 10-foot line. Finds a cutter. Top of the key. It's O'Connell. Near side to Bissett. Looked at a three. Didn't take it. Put it on the deck. Keep the dribble alive. Works her way back out to the midcourt. And Mad Mel goes with her. Behind the back dribble attempt. Ball knocked loose. Indians end up with it. McCullough couldn't pick it cleanly. Softco to Mel. Three ball. Nothing but net. Mad and Mel with 5 points here in the early going. Timeout, Susquehannock. 2:47 to play in our opening quarter. Peters Township 12, Susquehannock 5 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, rosters, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
And just a note for folks, we will, on the next whistle, I believe we're going to go to another timeout. That was actually a called timeout by Alex Fancher and took a full 60-second timeout. I believe that's where we'll go. Elena Snyder bounce pass to the top of the key to Holloway. Bring it left side to Bissett. Peters Township up 12-5. Dribble drive, cut off, ball fed into the paint. Wrestling match, and we're going to get a held ball. Possession arrow, Peters Township, and now the media timeout. 2:28 to play opening quarter. Peters Township 12, Susquehannock 5, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, we're WVU. You probably know us for screaming. And yeah, we're pretty good at it. But here, it's more than a chant. It's our celebration of innovation.
Let's go.
Our rallying cry for community.
Let's go!
And honestly, it's just our way of life. So whether you're chasing big dreams or just chasing sunsets,
let's go!
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list. And one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price. And so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to Big10Plus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Peters Township with the inbound play after the possession arrow. Madden Mel, three ball goes over the top of the iron, and a rebound comes clear up to the elbow where Elena Snyder will track it down. Snyder moves from the midcourt circle to the volleyball 10-foot line and then turned around by Welsh. Snyder on the dribble out on the right wing, 5'7 senior. She'll back up to the midcourt circle. Indians have made a defensive switch here with Welsh guarding Snyder now. Ball comes near side. Now a switch. McCullough back. McCullough got beat on the drive. Shot goes over the top that time by Snyder. She came out palms up looking for help. Long feed ahead. Sopko misses the lay-in. Welsh rebounds the miss. Morial on the dribble drive. Kicks it back to the corner to Sopko. 90 seconds to play in our opening quarter. 12-5 Peters. McCullough getting a screen from Sopko. Pick and roll and couldn't handle the pass. Snyder comes up the floor for Susquehannock. Morial bumped her and got away with that. Snyder on the dribble. McCullough trying to fight around the screen. Now it's Morial guarding Snyder. Won't let her back into the paint. Snyder will take it back out to the midcourt. 1:10 remaining in our opening quarter. 12-5 Peters Township. We've been here now for about a minute and 50 seconds. All the way trying to get into the lane, and she is tied up by Sopko. Possession arrow, Susquehannock. Second tie-up in this opening period. 59 seconds to go in our first. Warriors get Bissett open, and a reach in, and a foul going to be called on the Indians, knocking the ball away from Bissett. It is going to be Jordan Welsh, guilty of the game's first foul. Baseline throw in, end line throw in. Inbound to Bissett. Her shot rattles out. That's the second time that Susquehannock has had a shot almost go down. Welsh takes it, reverse layup for two. Welsh with 5 points here in the early going. 14-5 Peters Township. Indians on a 9-0 run at the moment. Snyder picked up by McCullough. Feed onto the right wing to O'Connell. And now out to the midcourt. It's Bissett on the dribble. Gets to the top of the key. Wanted to set and shoot. Could not. Give it to Snyder. Steps back. Doesn't take the shot. Give it off to Joanna Bissett. Feed on the midcourt circle. Ball under the wing now. O'Connell guarded by Morial. O'Connell finds Snyder breaking free between the circles. 10 seconds to play in the first. Snyder will back it out. She's in the midcourt circle. Only 5 seconds to go. McCullough fights around the screen. Three ball off the window. The iron, and it rolls out. 14-5 Peters Township after one. Second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Peters Township basketball to start the second quarter. Indians with a 14-5 lead, a 9-point run. Susquehannock did not score for the last 4 minutes and 20 seconds since their Emma O'Connell bucket tied the game at 5. Across the timeline. Down the lane, Welsh with the lay-in. Beautiful feed from Caitlin Malloy, And right away, Susquehannock uses a timeout. Head coach Alex Fancher wants to talk things over just 13 seconds in. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
16-5, Peters Township with the lead. And frustration on the Susquehannock bench. Alex Fancher, 13 seconds into the second quarter, used a timeout, and now a steal. McCullough saw that pass coming, picks it, and goes the distance. McCullough's first points of the game. Nina's up now 18-5. This is a 13-point Peters Township run. Ball into the corner. Aisha Nandaya has checked into the game. Snyder brings it near side to Jackson. Those two go back and forth. And Daya kind of wandered her way from the far corner and was alone underneath, but pass didn't go there. Caitlin Malloy, the only substitution for Peters so far. Jackson, three ball won't go. Malloy with the rebound for the Indians. McCullough brings it up out of the backcourt where she's met by Elena Snyder. Ball onto the wing to Welsh. Feed it to the corner. Mel covered by Ndaya. And now Mel will bring it out to the volleyball 10-foot line. Malloy for three off the back of the rim. Ndaya rebounds the miss. Susquehannock with the ball. Trailing 18-5 here early second quarter. The Warriors have used two full timeouts already. Kind of give you the sense from the coach's standpoint. Update from Hollidaysburg. Trinity leading Hollidaysburg 8-6 start the second quarter. Jackson and now Snyder with the ball. Warriors in no hurry. Screen set up high. Pass down low to Ndaya on the bounce. Collision there between Morial and Holloway. Play on was the ruling. Long three ball is good for Bissett. She was probably 4 feet beyond the 19-9 line. First points for the Warriors in about 6.5 minutes. McCullough cut off and a foul going to be called. Snyder tagged with her first foul. Team's first in this quarter. In fact, that's the first Susquehannock foul called in the game. Sopko going to check in and Mel will sit. O'Connell back on the floor and Ndaya will come out. Baseline throw in. Morey out of Kiet. Welsh trying to get free. But feed goes clear up top to McCullough. Trying to get by Snyder. A little trouble with the dribble, but McCullough keeps it alive. Now Welsh, crossover. Got by O'Connell, but nice recovery. Ball to Sopko. Take it into the paint. Throw it across the baseline. And Malloy broke to set up a rebound. The pass intended for her went over her head and out of bounds. 5:20 to play, second quarter, 18-8, Peters Township plus 10. Snyder patiently crossed the timeline, long bounce pass to Jackson. I mentioned Jackson coming back from a knee injury suffered in January. Warriors were not expecting her to get back, and she has come back to play the last couple of games. Snyder on the dribble, can't get free of McCullough. Malloy out to help as well on the screen. And Snyder will, looks like, kind of disgustedly flip it back out to the midcourt circle to Bissett. 4:40 to play in the half. Bissett's dribble drive, forced wide by Sopko. Shot won't go. Lob ahead to Morial. Had to reach to save that, and Morial gets pushed to the floor. Foul called on Bissett. Her first, team's second foul.
White foul.
Side of the lane throw in. Sopko takes the ball, looks things over, and now players start to move, and Morial will take the inbound feed. Bissett goes right out with her. Morial gets around, dribbles to the elbow, and out to Welsh. To Sopko, she'll take it into the lane. Up with the left hand, off the iron, won't go. Malloy kept the rebound alive, but couldn't track it down. Snyder gets it for Susquehanna. To the top of the key, dish it off to Jackson to the right, and now between the circles to Holloway. Coming up on the four-minute mark here in the first half. Peters Township, 18-8. Warriors have never led. Game was tied twice early on. To the hoop. Shot off the glass for Holloway. Good. Her first points of the afternoon. 18-10. Peters Township leads by eight. Five straight points now for the Warriors. A three and a two in this quarter. Bissett and Holloway. Malloy offers another three. Rattles this one home. Her first points of the afternoon. .325 to play. Opening half. 21-10. Dribble into the paint by O'Connell. Feed to Snyder. McCullough works around the Bissett screen. Ball knocked loose. Snyder trying to save it, and she will. Gets on the floor to save that loose ball. Three ball for Bissett off the back rim. Long rebound. Sopko in the far corner. 3:05 and counting. 11-point Peters Township lead. And now McCullough going to take it out beyond the volleyball 10-foot line. Indians don't stay there long. Morial to Malloy. Looks for Welsh. Three ball in flight. Wide right. Malloy tries to get to the rebound and is going to be ruled she touched it last. And we get to the media timeout. 2:48 to play. Second quarter. Peters Township 21, Susquehanna 10 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
21-10, Peters Township with the lead. Game was tied at 3, tied again at 5. Indians then rattle off 13 straight points. Teams have traded points here over the last 4 minutes to get us to this situation. But Peters Township 21, Susquehanna 10. Indians back in mid-January all but out. Had to win out to even make the district playoffs, get a first-round win, and then upset Baldwin in the quarterfinals. Lost two in a row, but coming in looking sharp here this afternoon. Bissett behind the back dribble. Kick it out. Three ball in flight for Holloway. Won't go. Rebound. Nice save there by Bissett for Susquehannock to restart the reset the possession. Second chances. Snyder kicks it out of the paint to O'Connell. Take it up top to Holloway. Looks for a cutter. Snyder weaves her way between and scores. Elena Snyder, 5 points on the afternoon. And that all started with an offensive rebound. McCullough trying to get by Snyder. Finds a cutter. Morial can't get the shot to go. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Mara Rodulovich, who checked in on that last stoppage. Jade Zorball will check in, and Chloe Jackson will get her first breather of the afternoon for Susquehannock. 9-point Peters Township lead. Indians had led by as much as 13. Now about 5 minutes ago. Snyder on the dribble. McCullough can't get to her. Snyder misses the three. Radulovich tried to get the rebound. Zorba took it away from her. Snyder into the paint, kick it out. Ball comes near side, onto the corner. Bissett walks. Dribble drive, got the feet going before the dribble and called for the turnover. 21-12, Peters Township plus 9, 1:39 to play in this first half. Last look, we had Trinity leading Hollidaysburg by 5 last we saw. We'll get you an update on that when we can. Winner of this game gets the Thomas Jefferson Mannheim Central winner. I'll try to track down some scoring in that game. Welsh on the dribble, hassled by O'Connell. Got closely guarded count going up to about 4. Now McConnell gets a screen from Radulovic, give and go, and Radulovic doesn't catch it. And that's going to bring Madden Mel right back to the scorer's table. Radulovic didn't get the rebound on the defensive end and then doesn't catch the pick and roll. Snyder to the hoop. She's fouled, knocked down right against the WJPA banner. And we'll go to the foul line to shoot a couple. This foul going to be on Taylor McCullough, her first, Indians' first foul of the second quarter. Two free throws coming for Snyder. First one won't go. Elena Snyder, 5'7 senior, crossed the 1,000-point mark earlier. Radulovic checks out. Mel checks in. Snyder hits the second of the two foul shots, so 1 of 2 on that trip. And the Peters lead is trimmed to 8. Just under a minute remaining, first half. If you're Peters Township, worst-case scenario is that you have the 8-point lead when that buzzer sounds. McCullough to the elbow, out to Sofko. Starts a long drive, left-hander, lays it on the rim and misses it. A layup miss for Peters Township. So the what was a 13-point lead could be trimmed as down to possibly 5 here with a 3-ball. Snyder dribbling the ball in the midcourt circle. Zorbach coming out to set a screen to get McCullough off the defense. Once, then twice. Zorbach sets and rolls as gets Mel off the coverage. McCullough fights her way out. 10 seconds to go in the half. Snyder trying to get past Mel. Can't. Snyder backs away, starts the drive. Spinorama in the paint off the glass. Shot won't go. Zorbach knocks the rebound to the baseline. It'll be Peters Township ball, just 0.2 seconds remaining. Good scramble going there. Get an update there from Hollidaysburg, 12-9, Trinity leading the host. And the half comes to an end here. Peters Township led by 13 with 7:20 to play, but scored just 3 points the rest of the way. Peters will only 5 points in the quarter, but the Indians, 7 points in the quarter. And Peters Township will take a 21-13 lead to the locker room at the half. We'll recap it for you. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to 4 games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Peters Township had built an 18-5 lead. Indians at that point were on a 13-0 run Susquehannock, though, closes on an 8-3 run to finish the period, 21-13 Peters plus 8 here in the PIAA opening round. Again, the winner will play the Thomas Jefferson Manheim Central winner. Peters Township making a 14th all-time appearance in the PIAA playoffs. Three trips to the semifinals. One of those led to a championship game berth and an undefeated 2019 season ending with a 62-49 title game victory against Garnet Valley. Update from Hollidaysburg. About a minute to play in the first half there. Trinity 14, Hollidaysburg 9. Back to Susquehannock in the state playoffs, making a 10th appearance, but just 4 wins in the previous 9, only getting through the first round a couple of times. Lost in the first round in 91, 92, 05, 2013, 14. Got to the semifinals in 2017, and I mentioned that. Lost to Archbishop Wood on early in the week, and then Archbishop Wood beat Trinity on that Saturday to win the 5A 2017 Girls Basketball Championship. 21-13, we'll check individual scoring, and when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
This game, presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA, intended exclusively for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the PIAA, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. Announcer chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2026. Here at Susquehannock in the York, Pennsylvania environs, Peters Township 21, Susquehannock 13. Back a little closer to western Pennsylvania at Hollidaysburg, just south of Altoona, Trinity 16, Hollidaysburg 12. That is at intermission as well. Check the scoring for you. Jordan Welsh leads all scorers. Welsh with 7 points, 5 in that opening quarter. Madden Mel had 5 in the opening period. Alina Sopko with 4 all in the first. 3 ball for Caitlin Malloy in the second. Taylor McCullough with a deuce in the second as well. Indians have not taken a foul shot in the game. On the opposite side, Susquehannock's only taken 2. And those by Elena Snyder. She hit 1 of 2, part of her 6-point first half to lead the Warriors in the scoring column. Joanna Bissett has 3, 2 apiece for Emma O'Connell and Kirsten Holloway. Just the 13 points in the opening quarter for Susquehannock. Scan back through the Warriors game listings just to get some idea on points. And they are no stranger to low-scoring games, particularly as we move deeper in the playoffs. Scored only 29 in the Yorks Adams late quarterfinals, and then into the District 3 playoffs. Put up 25 in a first-round win over Eastern Lebanon, but then 42 against Lampeter Strasburg in the quarters. Only scored 19 against York Suburban in the semis, and 36 against Cocalico. My guess is if Peters Township holds Susquehannock to 36, I think the Indians are going to feel like they're in pretty good shape with 21 already at the break. Peters Township down the stretch, just look at their 10-game run to get to this place. 48, 52, 63 in wins, 46 in a win, and a low-scoring game with Bethel Park, 31-25. A game that put the Indians in and knocked the Blackhawks out of the WPIL playoff picture. Then scored 53 on Mount Lebanon. Playoff wins, 56 points against Plum, 43 against Baldwin. Only scored 27 in that blitzkrieg by South Fayette. The game after South Fayette was held to 26 by Trinity. And then 51 points in a loss against Penn Trafford. But again, I think Peters Township mindset is that if they hold Susquehannock to 36, it's going to look like a second-round trip for the Indians. But a lot can happen in the next 16 minutes. And we'll get you ready for that second half when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Couple of score updates for you. Gave you Trinity 16, Hollidaysburg 12. That's at the half. In boys action, 2A boys, Jefferson Morgan 25, Red Bank Valley 14. That's at the half. That game at Red Bank Valley. And here it's Peters Township 21, Susquehannock 13. Susquehannock going to have the basketball to start this second half. And again, Peters Township had a lead of 13, but outscored down the stretch 8-3. So that 13-point lead trimmed to 8. Sit back, relax, and enjoy it. Relax if you can. Enjoy it if it goes your direction. Appreciate folks in the Susquehannock area visiting us on NFHS today as well. Warriors with the ball to the elbow. They hand off to Bissett. Takes it to the hoop. Misses the shot. And Sopko gets the rebound. Madden Mel slow to get up. Ball ahead to McCullough. Misses the lay-in. Rebound tipped around and knocked out of bounds. And going to be last touched by Peters Township. Jordan Welsh touched it last. Mel gets to her feet and jogs her way back in. A lot of contact on that drive to the hoop by Bissett. Elena Snyder brings it across the timeline. Long bounce past Emma O'Connell. Morial would love to have that back. Three ball won't go. Snyder goes down and gets the rebound. Dribbled it, fumbled it, ended up the ball in the hands of Holloway, and now out to O'Connell. Her three ball won't go and comes down to Sopko. Looked like she wanted to push the issue a little bit, but decided against the long pass, and now the Indians will set up half-court offense. Mel at the volleyball 10-foot line. Stutter step, pass to the corner to Welsh. She'll penetrate the paint. Bounce pass tipped by Snyder, but gets through to McCullough. Kick it right side to Mel, trying to blow by Chloe Jackson. Cut off at the low block. Feed it out. Sopko open for three. It's strong, no good. Rebound comes right down into a lane, occupied only by O'Connell for Susquehannock. Minute 15 gone here in the third. Snyder on the dribble. Still with an 8-point ball game, and now Jordan Welsh going to pick up her second foul. First foul of the third quarter on either team.
this point, we have a total of 5 fouls called in this game. Caitlin Malloy going to check in, and I think Madden Mel going to see the athletic trainer. Make sure she's all right. I may have taken a knee to the hip. I think that might have been what happened. Warriors get the ball inbounds to their point machine and ball general. But Snyder brings it across. Bissett crossover. Reach in there by McCullough. Ball back out to Snyder. Scoop shot. It will not go, but a foul called on the Indians. McCullough almost got to the ball, and now Sopko going to pick up a foul. Her first, team's second. Peters called for 2 fouls in the entire first half. Have 2 in the first 90 seconds. Free throw. Snyder hits the first. You score 1,000 points. You know what you're doing. Unguarded 15 feet out. And the Peters lead is trimmed to 7. Indians don't grab the rebound. Snyder does. Feed it to the low block. That shot won't go for Holloway. And a loose ball coming out with it. Peters Township has it. McCullough pushed the issue. 4-on-2. Sopko tried to feed it across. Looking for something. Nobody home. Cherry picking back the other way. Holloway shot won't go. And a foul called on Welsh. That's going to be her third. Indians getting in too big of a hurry there and threw the ball away, and then Welsh hustling back and guilty of a third foul. Holloway going to the line to shoot twice. First shot good. And now the run is 10-3, make it 11-3. Susquehannock and the Peters lead cut to 5. Kirsten Holloway hits both. Scoreboard has one score. I have, there we go, 21-16. Welsh to Morial. Long, straight on 3, hits it. Had just enough. Timeout, Peters Township. 5:49 to play in the third. Peters Township 24, Susquehannock 16. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod-Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Big bucket for Bree Morial and the Peters Township Indians. That long three ball from beyond the top of the key. Just the second field goal for Peters Township in the last 9.5 minutes. But both of them from beyond the arc. One by Malloy midway through the second, and this one here in the opening couple of minutes of the third by Morial. Three ball to answer. It's an air ball caught on the weak side by O'Connell, and her put back good for 2. 24-18, Peters' lead is 6. McCullough, dribble handoff to Sopko, taking it into the circle, finds Welsh. Sopko trying to get it out of the way, takes the pass back. Sopko put it on the deck. The lefty, top of the key, off to McCullough. Snyder trying to stay with her. Can't. McCullough, though, picked up with help defense by Holloway. Welsh takes a shove. Feeds to Sopko. Goes, dish it across to the baseline to Malloy. Out to Welsh. Indians will reset. Just under 5 minutes to play, third quarter. 24-18, Indians travel call. Welsh picked up the dribble and didn't get rid of the ball. Turnover, and now Sopko will sit. Looks like Madden Mel has checked back into the game. From down 13, Susquehannock has cut that deficit in a little more than half, down 6 at the moment with the ball in hand. Crossover by Bissett, lost the handle, and going to be ruled last touch by Peters Township. Ball out of bounds at the baseline. Bissett, nice move to get by Mel, but and lost the handle. I don't know that that was touched by Morial. 4.5 to play, third quarter. Snyder trying to get free. Pass goes inside to Holloway, and Malloy going to get called for a foul as Holloway jumps back into Malloy, and a couple of free throws coming. Caitlin Malloy, a 5'9 sophomore on the floor. 4 fouls on Peters Township in the first 3.5 minutes of this quarter. Holloway, who hit 2 at the line earlier, misses the first here. Peters Township has not had a foul shot in the game yet. Holloway has hit 3 of 4 with that make, and the lead trimmed back down to 5. 24-19, Morial gets a screen. Malloy rolls off of that, takes the 3 ball, rattles around, will not drop, and a rebound cleared by O'Connell. Good look there from Malloy, but couldn't hit it. Snyder on the dribble now, looking for the screen help. McCullough guarding Snyder. It's a 5-point Peters Township lead. Snyder gets the screen, goes the other way. Euro steps into the lane, lost the ball, and the Indians come out with it. Welsh pass just gets through to McCullough. Near side, Madden Mel for 3. Good line, hits it. Boy, that is right in front of me on the line, right to the basket. And that was good right off her hands. 27-19, Peters plus 8. Ball to the right elbow. Bissett dribbles through the paint. Far side, 3 ball. Snyder answers. Snyder has 10. 27-22, lead back to 5. Trinity and Hollidaysburg tied up at 16. Free throw line jumper, nothing but net for Madden Mel. She's got 10 points, 29-22. Indians in front. 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Mel with 10, Snyder with 10. Leading scorers. Bissett, dribble drive, behind the back, lost the handle. Malloy to McCullough. Morial, a decoy, 3 ball. Welsh hits it. Jordan Welsh joins the 10-point party. 32-22, Peters back-to-back buckets, a 2 and a 3. And now they'll lead back up to 10. Snyder got by McCullough. Malloy comes to help. Snyder keeps the dribble. Now double team, cut off at the baseline. And a timeout called by head coach Alex Fancher. His point guard caught in the corner. And a timeout with 2:24 to play here in the third quarter. 32-22 Peters Township. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
30-second timeout taken by Alex Fancher. Did not want to lose that possession. And Snyder was trapped in the corner. Malloy and McCullough on the double team. Just a quick look at the foul situation. Jordan Welsh has 3, only player in the game with more than 1. It'll be a throw-in. They're going to take this much closer to the side of the lane than where Snyder was when she got trapped. Next whistle will also bring us the immediate timeout. Snyder gets the inbound, actually right near the 3-point line, which is about where she got caught up and forced that timeout. Snyder takes it, hand it off to Bissett, try to go back, loose ball, scramble for it, and it's going to be a ball out of bounds and should be immediate timeout. 2:11 to play here in the third quarter. Peters Township 32, Susquehannock 22 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
2:11 to play third quarter. Peters Township led by 8 at the half, up by 10 at the moment, but Susquehannock has the ball on the far sideline. Trinity leading at Hollidaysburg. That score, last word I had, 23-16. Trinity plus 7. That's in the third quarter as well. Susquehannock sideline inbound play goes to Johanna Bissett. Guarded by Mel. Screen set by Snyder. Bissett down the lane and a foul called. Five fouls now on Peters in this quarter. So shots every way around. Taylor McCullough picks up her second foul. So Welsh and McCullough, only players with more than one foul in the game. Fouls in this quarter are 5-0. Bissett at the foul line. First shot is good. And Dia checks back in. Second foul shot also good. Bissett, 2-for-2 at the foul line in the game. 5 points on the afternoon. 32-24. Peters' lead is 8. Malloy along the three-point line. Hand off to Mel. Malloy sets a screen. Mel to the hoop. Shot blocked by Kirsten Holloway. And now a holding foul. And I think they call this foul on Caitlin Malloy. And we're going to walk to the other end and shoot foul shots. So Ndiaye going to go, Ndiaye are going to go to the foul line.
6 fouls to nothing, guys. Come on. Pick up the foul.
That foul on Malloy is her second in the game. In the entire game, Susquehannock's been called for 2 fouls. And Aisha Ndiaye at the free throw line for 2. First one good. That is the 11th foul shot in the game taken by the Warriors. And again, Peters Township has not taken any. 32-25, 10-point lead, trim back to 7. Mel on the dribble, feeds to Malloy, looked at a 3, didn't take it. Hand off to Morial, trouble there, but got it. Mel, 3 ball, hit the front of the rim, tries to follow, and a loose ball grabbed by Elena Snyder. Snyder off to Ndiaye. Jump pass to the far side. Bissett wide open. 3 ball good. Indians lost track of Bissett and the lead is trimmed to 4. Dribble drive McCullough. Heave it around near side. Mel catches. Wanted to drive but could not. Had Holloway in the road. Holloway who had that block earlier. McCullough long 3 ball is good. Taylor McCullough with 5 points in the game. Lead back to 7, 35-28 as we click under a minute remaining here in the third quarter. Ball to the elbow, goes to Bissett. Morial wouldn't let her go one way. Mel wouldn't let her go the other. Ball to Snyder. She'll back up from the high post. McCullough goes with her. And Dia coming to set a screen. And McCullough going to get called for a push. She just discarded in Dia. If we have a look at that, you'll see she just shoved her out of the way. The foul on McCullough is her 3rd, and Ndiaye back to the foul line where she hit 1 of 2 earlier. 10th and 11th foul shots this quarter for Susquehannock. Ndiaye hits the first. 35-29. 35 seconds to play in the period. 6-point Peters lead. Second shot rattles out. And Mel will go get the rebound. Nice screen there by Sopko to keep O'Connell from getting there. Mel may have gotten away with a walk there. Ball around the lane by Welsh, and she'll take it back out to McCullough. Peters with a 6-point lead and the ball in hand. Closely guarded count starts. McCullough backs up from there, and it starts again. Snyder screened off. McCullough floater well short with 7 seconds to go. Had all kind of time. Here comes Snyder. Reach in. Euro step. Shot partially blocked. McCullough grabs the loose ball. And Peters Township will take the 6-point lead through the end of the third. 35-29. Peters Township in front of Neshanic. Back on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Peters Township 35, Susquehannock 29. Warriors outscoring Peters 16-14 in that third quarter, including 8-0 at the foul line. Susquehannock 9 of 13 at the foul line. Peters has not taken a foul shot through three quarters, and only 2 personal fouls called on the host. Sopko deals to Welsh. And now to Mel, elbow jumper off the rim, won't go. Rebound cleared by Kirsten Holloway. Bissett brings it across the timeline. And the Indians now have 2 players with 3 personal fouls. That's more, each of them have more than what's been called on Susquehannock in the game as a team. 30 seconds gone, fourth quarter, 6-point Peters lead. Snyder trying to get by Morial, resets, steps into the lane, drags the pivot foot, travel. Taylor McCullough going to be picked up by Elena Snyder when she crosses midcourt. Pass quickly to Welsh and now to Mel. Near side, it's Sopko. Mel for 3, off the rim again. Rebound tipped by Welsh, saved at the baseline. Ball to McCullough on the far wing. She'll dribble out of there. Indians plus 6 with the ball. Got by Bissett. Now Bissett called for a foul. That's her second. First foul in the fourth quarter on either team. And a little mock Bronx cheer from the Peters Township fans. Sopko to inbound. McCullough comes around the screen. Catch and shoot. Well short. And a rebound cleared by Bissett. 35-29. Peters Township plus 6. Led by as much as 13. That lead had been trimmed to 4 late in the first. Snyder for 3. It's good. And the lead is now 3. McCullough drive and a hand check foul going to be called at the top of the lane. This one on Snyder, her second foul. So 2 players with fouls against them for Susquehannock, Bissett and Snyder each with 2. Baseline throw in. Welsh fade away, blocked cleanly by Holloway. Indians twice now on baseline throw-ins in the offensive end. Catch and shoot. And didn't hit the rim with the first, and that one didn't get close. Chance to tie or for Susquehannock now, down 35-32. Bissett on the dribble. Screen one way, then the other, and now Snyder, dribble drive, kick it back out. Three ball for O'Connell in the tie. It's an air ball. Sofko comes up the lane and grabs the rebound. Ahead to Morial, who has just 3 points. Sofko to the hoop, left-hander up, basket, and a foul to go with it. Alina Sofko had 2 field goals in the opening quarter, gets one here, and Peters Township's first foul shot of the game will come with 5:45 to play in the fourth. Sofko now with 6 points. Peters leads 37-32. 59% foul shooter and can't get this one to go. Rebound tipped out by Mel, and that leads Elena Snyder to a fast break, but cut off by Morial. Crossover, feed into the paint, and a pushing foul called on the floor. This one's going to be Morial called for her first foul. 37-32, Peters Township leads by 5. 5:38 to play here in the fourth quarter. Jackson comes around to the corner. Inbound pass goes to Holloway and then out to Snyder. Morial trying to fight around the screen. Snyder handoff to Bissett and now to O'Connell. Work at the Snyder. Morial stays with her. Snyder gives it to Holloway. People weave their way around. Bissett to the hoop for the lay-in. 10 points for Joanna Bissett. 37-34. Peter's lead is trimmed to 3 once again. As close as Susquehannock has been since the first quarter. Peters went up 9-5 and then extended that. Peters Township, patient on this offensive set as we get to 4:50 to play in the fourth. McCullough down the lane, spin it back out. Mel, catch and shoot a three. It's off the mark again. Rebound tipped toward the baseline, and it's going to be last touched by Welsh and out of bounds. 37-34, Peters Township in front, 4:40 to play in the game. Trinity leading early fourth quarter, 30-24 at Hollidaysburg. Snyder fakes a handoff, takes it, drop step, spinorama. Ball to the far corner to Chloe Jackson. She'll feed it back out to Snyder. Coach Alex Fancher out calling out a play. Ball comes to the near side. It's O'Connell on the wing. O'Connell looks inside. Snyder now uses the screen to get open, take the pass beyond the top of the key. 4 minutes to play. Next whistle will bring us a media timeout. Dribble drive. Snyder shot rejected out of bounds by Mel with a clean block. And we're at the under four timeout. 3:53 to play, fourth quarter, 37-34. Peters Township back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
3:53 to play in the fourth quarter. Peters Township led 14-5 after one and extended that to 18-5 with 7:20 to play in the first half. But from that point, Susquehannock has outscored Peters Township, looks like 29-9, and trimmed this deficit. Warriors get the ball inbound. Shot goes up and a foul called on Sopko. Alina Sopko gets her second. The shot goes for Snyder, and she's going back to the line with a chance to tie this game. .350 to play in the fourth. Foul shot good. We are tied at 37. A 13-point lead has evaporated. And Susquehannock has outscored Peters Township 10-0 at the foul line. McCullough cuts. Mel takes a feed. She's going to the hoop. Holloway tried to block it. Couldn't. Madden Bell with a bucket to put Peters up by two. 39-37. Snyder takes a feed, back cut, scores to tie the game. Elena Snyder has 18. The Indians did a great job holding her to six in the first half, but has exploded for a dozen here after intermission. Ball to Sopko. She goes into traffic, off the window, shot won't go, and a rebound. Snyder knocks it out of bounds, and this should be Peters Township ball. It is. Ball knocked out of bounds. We'll get a look there, and Snyder definitely touched it last. Morial might have knocked it loose, but Snyder's backhand touched it last. 39-all, 2:50 to play in the fourth. Madden Mel finds Sopko out on the right wing. And now McCullough will come out and take the pass. Screen to get Bissett off of her. McCullough penetrates. Back cut looking for Morial. Dangerous pass, and it's taken away. Susquehannock has never led in the ball game, and now at a 39-all, Snyder on the dribble in the midcourt. Pass over the shoulder to Bissett on the dribble. She'll back up to the volleyball 10-foot line and give it back to Snyder. Mel coming out to guard and Daya out to set a screen. Snyder works perilously close to that midcourt line. Crossover, take it back the other way. Timeout, Susquehannock. 2 minutes to play in the ball game. 39-all tie. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
2 minutes to play in regulation. Susquehannock now has one timeout remaining. But they have the ball in hand and a 39-all tie. I want to just correct my math from earlier. Since Peters had the 18-5 lead, Susquehannock has outscored Peters 34-21. A little weave going on, and boy, Susquehannock giving the look like they want to try to chew up 2 minutes and get the final shot. Mel falls down. Snyder on the dribble. Weave in the midcourt. Ball goes to Bissett. Morial trying to stop her. And now Snyder steps through a double team and a foul called on Peters Township. That'll be the Indians' third foul. Susquehannock ball over on the far sideline. Now down to a minute 25 to play in the game. Snyder picks up her dribble, gets it to Holloway, and gives it right back to the senior point guard. McCullough out to Hassel O'Connell. And Snyder gets it. Final timeout taken by Susquehanna. They've gotten rid of 51 seconds since their fourth timeout. They use their final here. 39 all tie. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, Susquehannock now does not have a timeout. But as I said at the two-minute mark, what they have is a tie game and the ball in hand. They successfully wove off 51 seconds. They used the weave to get rid of 51 seconds. But 2 minutes in high school ball is a long time to try to stall to get to a final shot. Snyder deals on the left side to Jackson. Out to the top of the key to Holloway, and now to Snyder. Morial guarding her. Screen comes out from Bissett. Down to 55 seconds to play. Ball knocked loose, and Morial going to get charged for a foul to knock that loose. So now four fouls on Peters Township. Down to 50 seconds to play. And again, Susquehannock with the ball on the far sideline. That possession got rid of 19 seconds. Snyder goes into the backcourt to get it. Any fouls now against Peters would be shots for Susquehannock. Snyder on the dribble. Got by Wells. Took it into the paint. Kick it around. Ball goes up top to Holloway. And now to Snyder. 35 seconds away. Snyder puts the ball off her foot, loses it, and out of bounds. I'm telling you, 2 minutes in high school is just a way long time to try to hold the ball. Peters Township has the ball. Susquehannock does not have a timeout. Peters has four timeouts left. A 39-all tie. McCullough patiently in the backcourt. Got to get across the line and now gives it to Mel. Ball to the right side. Timeout Peters Township. 21 seconds to play in the fourth. 39-all tie. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
21.5 seconds to play in the game, 39 points apiece. Peters has three timeouts available should they get in any kind of trouble. Susquehannock has none. Scoreboard tells me four fouls on Peters, so anything other than an offensive foul against the Indians would be foul shots for Susquehannock. The Warriors have only committed three fouls in this quarter. Taylor McCullough goes into the backcourt to take the inbound play. Elena Snyder picks her up. McCullough comes near side. Dribble handoff. Pass into traffic to Welsh. To Morial. Now she'll penetrate. Floater at the free throw line. Won't go. Morial knocked down. No call. O'Connell launches it at the buzzer. And we're going to overtime. Bonus basketball here this afternoon in the state opening round. 39-all after four quarters. We'll go to the fifth period here on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Overtime, jump ball, 4 minutes on the clock. And just to continue this third quarter, particularly foul shots, 14 for Susquehanna, 1 for Peters. Opening tip controlled by Peters Township. Morial to Welsh and now to McCullough. Looks for a back cut, threw it into traffic. Morial saves it. Sopko for three, good line, hits it. Alina Sopko, 9 points in the game. Peters takes the 42-39 lead. Snyder to the free throw circle. Backs it up a couple of times outside the arc. The foul situation continues into OT, so we maintain those numbers. Three fouls, and now nearly a steal. Ball tipped by Sopko. Out of bounds, though. Well, the foul situation, again, four fouls on Peters, three on Susquehannock as we get to overtime. Peters Township has never trailed. Snyder gives the ball to Jackson, and now a steal for a moment by Morial, but tracked down in the backcourt, the loose ball grabbed by Snyder. I saw Snyder frustrated in the early part of the game. And now double team, got around that, then a foul going to be called, a knee, and I think Sopko going to get called for the foul. It will. That'll be three on Sopko. And that should be two shots. Two shots for Snyder. Yeah, that's the fifth foul of the fourth quarter in overtime. Foul shot number 15 and 16 for Susquehannock. First one good. Snyder, second shot, rolls off the rim, and Mel rebounds the miss. Peters Township plus two, Mel to McCullough. Ball comes back to Mel, and now Welsh. Welsh guarded by O'Connell. Into the corner, it's Mel, gets out of there, gets an opening, takes it to the lane. Shot blocked partially, controlled by Mel, and a timeout Peters Township. Get a look at that shot again there, Nate. I don't know if we can or not. Watch Mel there. Boy, yeah, the body of Holloway just displaced Mel on that dribble drive. But play on is the call. 2:33 to play. This is a full timeout for Peters Township. We'll keep it here at this point. That is the third Peters timeout. I'll recognize that Holloway had a little bigger frame, but she stepped into the shooter there. Roll that for me one more time, Nate, would you? Now, watch Mel. Yeah, Mel gets bumped out of the lane by that contact. Then the shot hit the side of the backboard. .233 to play. In extra basketball, check on Trinity. Hiller's leading at Hollidaysburg, 38-29. There's a minute 25 to play in that game. Taylor McCullough catches that inbound and both feet down in the front court and almost kept going. Mel on the dribble and Daya out to cover her. Ball comes near side to Welsh. Hand off to McCullough. Has Sopko with her. Indians working a bit of a weave here now. Down to 2:15 to play. Bissett out to guard Morial. Ball goes to Bell behind the back. And a foul going to be called on Indaya. First foul on Aisha Indaya. I have that as three, but the board now tells me that's four fouls, and we'll stick with that. Indians, though, have to get the ball inbounds. Sopko realizes they were in trouble and uses a timeout. So Peters Township now has only two timeouts remaining. 2:07 to play. 30-second timeout. We'll catch a quick break here back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Timeout situation. Peters Township has two. Susquehannock has one. Fouls, other than offensive fouls, all fouls now are two shots, unless it would be a and one situation. Ball inbound to Morial. That time the Indians got the ball in much better. Mel guarded by Indaya. Pass comes to Welsh. And now to Sopko. McCullough will come take the handoff. McCullough crossover. Pass to Welsh. And now to Sopko. 1:50 to play in the game. Mel going to the hoop. Off the window. Misses the shot. Rebound grabbed by Indaya. 2-point Peters Township lead, and Bree Morial fouls Indaya in backcourt. And that's going to send Indaya to the free throw line to shoot two with a chance to tie the game. Aisha Indaya hit 2 of 4 foul shots earlier. First one, shooter's touch, hit in the back of the rim and kicked high in the air. Got that to go. 42-41. 1:42 to play. Second shot won't go. And a rebound cleared by Jordan Welsh. Down the lane. Sopko, basket in one. Sopko has 11. She had taken Peters Township's only foul shot earlier on a similar play. Try to finish off the old-fashioned three-point play. 3-point Peters Township lead. Just the second foul shot of the game for Peters Township coming here. Sopko has 11 points for the Indians. 59% free throw shooter. Welsh short. Rebound. Welsh had it in traffic. And now O'Connell almost got tied up, but the Indians didn't want to take a foul there. 90 seconds to play. Peters Township plus 3. Indians have never trailed in the game. Bissett, O'Connell, Snyder fumbles it, hits it into backcourt, and it's a backcourt violation. That's the second time late that Bissett has Snyder has turned the ball over. Coach Fancher looking for a tip call, and there was there? Oh, Ahmed Mel Tippett? Okay. We'll get a look here. Move your hand there. Oh, no, but it tipped and off the leg of Snyder. That's last touch by the offense. That's backcourt. Lazy pass there from McCullough. McCullough trying to fight out of a double team, and Peters has to use a timeout. 1:06 remaining. Each team now with a single timeout to go. We'll keep it here. Nate will keep it here. Should be getting a final from Hollidaysburg shortly. Now 66 seconds to play. Peters Township with a 44-41 lead. Just, you know, if you're an officials evaluator, you can go back and look at the film all you want. I mean, the foul shots. This is a staggering number to me in a high school basketball game with plenty of contact. Susquehannock has taken 18 free throws, Peters Township 2. Susquehannock has outscored Peters at the foul line 12-0. Peters Township ball with a 3-point lead, each team with one timeout remaining. Be Peters' ball right here at the bench, and the thrower, Welsh, is going to be guarded. They get the ball to Morial in front court, so you got to stay there. Ball to Mel, dribbles out of the corner. Under a minute to play in overtime. Jump pass to Morial, dribbles out of a double team. Go to Sopko at the high post and back out to McCullough. Far side, Mel jumping to McCullough. Double team, Snyder and Bissett there. Ball to Morial. Morial bring it near side to Sopko, to the corner to Welsh. 40 seconds to play. Peters plus three and a pushing foul going to be called on Bissett. That is her third foul. And that, the board says, is five. And so Peters Township will go to the line. Trinity a winner at Hollidaysburg. WPIL seventh place finisher Trinity knocks off District 6 champion Hollidaysburg 39-29. So the Hillers will play on Wednesday next week. Foul shot good for Bree Morial, an 85% foul shooter. Had to work to get that one to find the bottom of the net, but did. 45-41, Peters with the lead with 35 seconds remaining. Morial just 4 points. Got to get her jersey tucked in her shorts. Second shot right on the money. ...46-41 with 30 seconds to play. Final timeout taken by Susquehannock. At least the final timeout that they have available at the moment. 28 seconds remaining in this overtime. Let me grab my bracket, tell you that Trinity with the win will play the winner of today's York Suburban Fox Chapel game. That, again, will be on Wednesday. Those sites and times will be announced tomorrow, but we do know that Trinity is a winner, 39-29. Hillers finishing seventh in the WPIL, but make the Sweet 16 in the PIAA. And, of course, we will have that game for you on the WJPA Sports Network come next week. We're going to be busy. Canamac girls, Chartres Houston girls, Trinity girls. And if Peters Township can survive, we'll have the Peters Township girls as well. 24 Washington and Greene County teams made the WPIL playoffs. We're 28 seconds and a 5-point lead away from four of them making it to the PIAA Sweet 16. Warriors have the ball. Snyder lost the handle, rolls through traffic, fighting for a tie-up, and held ball possession arrow will go to Susquehannock with 19 seconds remaining. Again, Peters Township has one timeout. Susquehannock does not have a timeout remaining. O'Connell feeds it inbounds. Bissett shot rejected by Sopko. Put that ball into the front row of the bleachers. And we apologize that that corner, we can't show you everything, but kudos to the student section. Three ball for Snyder. Off the rim won't go. Rebound O'Connell. Feed it out for Bissett for three. That's off the rim again. Twice this time. Rebound rolls up the lane. Fed to the midcourt. Just seconds to go. Three ball blocked again. O'Connell shot won't go. And Peters Township survives and wins on the road here at Susquehannock. Peters Township 46, Susquehannock 41. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Welcome back to Glen Rock, Pennsylvania, and Susquehannock High School, where Peters Township never trailed in the game and had a 13-point lead a minute into the second quarter. But Susquehannock outscored Peters 8-7 in the second, 16-4 in the third, and 10-4 in the fourth. 16-14 in the third, and then 10-4 in the fourth, and outshot Peters Township 14-1 at the foul line in regulation. But the Indians survive, and they get a strong overtime. Alina Sopko with 5 points in that period, five of the seven, and Peters Township gets the win, 46-41. For Peters Township, 19th all-time state tournament win, 19-12 now in 14 trips to the PIAA tournament and back to the second round against either Thomas Jefferson or Mannheim Central, whoever wins that game this afternoon. Let's get back and recap this one for you. Teams traded three-point buckets, then two-point buckets. It was 5-5 at the 4:20 mark in the opening quarter. Peters Township did all the scoring the rest of the way, 9-point run to end the first, and eventually a 13-0 run to the early part of the second quarter. From there, an 18-5 lead, Susquehannock battled back to within eight, so cut 5 points off of that deficit. It was 21-13 Peters at intermission. Susquehannock getting three foul shots early in the third to get to within 5 points, but the Indians would get a couple of trays over the next few minutes and led 27-19 with 3.5 minutes to play. Teams again trading buckets, a couple of two each way and then a three, and Peters had built a 10-point lead to the media timeout with 2:11 left in the quarter. But Susquehannock, 7-3 advantage to close the quarter to bring it to within 35-29, a 6-point Peters advantage. And then in the fourth, the Indians maybe rushed a few things, couldn't get shots to go, didn't get calls that they thought they should get, but Susquehannock got the game tied at 3:50, then tied again at 39-all with 3:15 to play, and neither team scored over the final 3 minutes and 12 seconds of regulation to take us to overtime tied at 39. Peters Township got the first points of the extra period, the Alina Sopko tray, and the Indians would not be squared the rest of the way. Sopko would add a field goal later in that period, and Peters Township able to hold on and win it 46-41. Game winners go to Elena Snyder, the 1,000-point career scorer for Susquehannock. I have her finishing the day with 19 points in her final scholastic outing. Joanna Bissett finished the game with 10. Susquehannock at the foul line, 12 of 18 in the ball game here this afternoon. On the other side of the ledger, Peters Township, 2 of 4 at the foul line in the contest, 2 of 3 in that extra session. Bree Morial draining a couple of foul shots in the final 40 seconds to ice the deal. Madden Mell leading Peters Township with 12 points. I have 11 for Sopko, 10 for Jordan Welsh in a trio of double-digit scores. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Couple of buckets in the opening quarter, and then an important deuce in the fourth, but no points scored today. More important than the five chipped in overtime by our player of the game, Melina Sopko, the Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game, finished the afternoon with 11. Could have helped out a little bit, maybe kept us from overtime if she could have converted either of her and one situations, but she's a 59% free throw shooter for a reason, and we saw a couple of misses here this afternoon. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Washington Financial Bank, proud to be the bank that gets you for more than 125 years. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington moving forward together. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Coverage also brought to you by the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half century of service. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Other final scores today: Trinity girls a winner at Hollidaysburg 39-29. Jeff Morgan boys a winner at District 9 champion Red Bank Valley 50-26. Our coverage of the state wrestling championships concludes this afternoon on WJPA AM with the individual championship finals. Sites and times for second round of the PIAA playoffs are due out tomorrow for the Saturday games. We're looking forward to bringing you more action. We know we have scheduled action on Tuesday. And, of course, Trinity and Peters Township, Jefferson Morgan, all will play on Wednesday. Thanks to head coaches Steve Lemberieu and Alex Fancher and their staffs, to Susquehannock Athletic Director Matt Blandon and the entire crew here in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania. For floor director Nate Rigotti, Brett Gambina and Cam Pritz on camera, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks for being with us here on Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. From Susquehannock High School in the PIAA 5A girls basketball opening round, your final score: Peters Township 46, Susquehannock 41 in overtime. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.